Chapter 4. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a servant, though he is lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we'd receive the adoption of sons. And because you're sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, shouting, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. But then, when you didn't know God, you did service to those who by nature are no gods. But now, after you've known God, or rather are known by God, how can you return to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid concerning you that I may have labored in vain. Brothers, I beg you, be like I am, for I am like you are. You haven't injured me at all. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel to you at the beginning, and my temptation that was in my flesh you didn't despise nor reject, but received me like an angel of God, even like Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness you spoke about? For I testify that, if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me. Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yes, they would exclude you, so that you would affect them. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. My little children, for whom I travail in birth again until Christ is formed in you, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Tell me, you that desire to be under the law, don't you hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an example? For these are the two covenants. The one from Mount Sinai produces bondage, which is Agar. For this Agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to Jerusalem, which is now, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem that is above is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, Rejoice, you barren who doesn't bear, break forth and shout, you who doesn't travail, for the desolate has many more children than she that has a husband. Now we, brothers, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. But like then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Anyway, what does the Scripture say? Throw out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brothers, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free woman.